The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
10 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, everywhere you go, things are beginning to, we're just off the air, said to Mike Mercantant from the library. Things getting more normal at the library. Yeah, they're getting more normal as they are here and everywhere else. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah, things are returning to normal at the library. You're getting more programs going, including one coming up next week.
Oh, yeah. We're really excited to get back into programming full swing. Our first really big event was just a couple weeks ago. We had a great Michigan Reads author, Mary Doria Russell, whom you did a great interview with. Thank you very much.
Well, she was fun to talk to.
Yeah, and she was speaking about her book, The Women of Copper Country. And so that was for National Library Week. And this coming Monday, May 2nd, at 6 p.m. over at the Donald Dodge Auditorium on 200 Grand River, if you're Googling it, we're real proud to have Michigan notable book winner Sarah Zachrich Yang. And she's a new author. She will be speaking about her debut novel called The Other Me. And it's really, it's gotten great reviews. It's listed as sort of a sci-fi thriller with an alternate reality, and with lots of plot twists and everything. So she's going to be coming in person there. So it won't be a virtual program, and we won't be doing it virtually. Mm-hmm. So the only way to see it is to attend.
It is so much fun to connect with these authors and kind of get the backstory of the books they write, find out more about their background, what they like to read. I mean, it's really interesting, isn't it?
Oh, very much. As a musician, I find the creative process really interesting, and how how people think and how they can make things up out of nothing. Yeah. You know, like when it does happen to me, it just seems to pop up sometimes out of nowhere, and other times it's just through hard work and discipline and just making lots of mistakes until you get something you like. And every author. But authors in particular, for me, have always held a fascination because it seems like such a lonely job to, you know, I can write a piece of music and go out the same night and play it and get a reaction, like, is it good or is it bad or whatever, right? But to spend days and days and days, months, you know, in inhabiting a world and creating a world, you know, how do you know it's any good or how do you, you know...
Yeah, and you can't write 300 pages in one day. You might write an outline of what the book is going to be. You might come up with a beginning, middle, and end in one day, but you can't write it all at once, and it's, you're right, a long process.
For sure, and every one of, you know, we've been very fortunate at the St. Clair County Library System to have many famous authors come through, and we've been, you know, very grateful to be able to present these folks. And everybody has a different style and of their creativity, which I find just fascinating. You know, like some people write in bunches, some people only write in the morning. You know, and just the influences that inspired them to write books. You know, like I'm always interested in like musicians that I really admire. Like who influenced them? How did they get to where they come from? And so and these authors. You know, we'll discuss things like that. And, you know, and then also there's a real human element. I remember we had Jay Asher, the 13 Reasons Why author. And he was talking about peddling his first book out of the trunk of his car. he worked in a children's library. Yeah, go Jay, you know. but he was struggling, and I believe his first book he kind of self-published and was literally just going around booking his own readings and selling books out of the trunk of his car.
Amazing.
So, you know, every one of these events are really filled with fascinating stories. And one of the basis of the Michigan Notable Book winners are either the book has to be set in Michigan or the book has to be about Michigan, or the author has to be from Michigan.
Okay.
So, like in the past, we've had David Moranis, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, and he discussed his book, Once in a Great City, which was just fantastic.
Yeah.
And the next year we had Tom Stanton from the Detroit area. He talked about Terror in the City of Champions. And being a Detroiter, like both these books were just based in Detroit. And it was fantastic. And then we had Michael Zadorian, who I think you – did you interview him too?
I think I did. I read all of his books.
Beautiful music.
Wonderful author.
Oh, God, that was like my childhood growing up, you know, because it was all about Detroit music and everything. So it's they touch on many different stories and aspects of Michigan life. And Sarah Zachrich Jang grew up outside of Flint. And her book, The Other Me, takes place, they're fictitious towns in Michigan. But they ring real true to all
You'll be able to identify, she's writing about. It's Monday, May 2nd, this upcoming Monday, 6 p.m. Do people need to register for this ahead of time?
We'd like them to, just so we know how, the attendance numbers and everything. But if you want to make a last-minute decision, sure. I know we're all busy and everything, you can just pop in and that'll be fine. We'll find a seat for you.
Over at the Donald Dodge Auditorium in the County Building. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good time. You got some other things you're kind of planning for summertime, right?
Yeah, well, the one thing I'd like to talk about is... we have the Michigan Activity Pass. I think I'm usually on here every year advocating that.
It's like Michigan's best kept secret.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's many libraries across Michigan offer this pass. It's free. You need your library card to check it out because it's actually like an item. Mm-hmm. But you can get into this pass. It's really easy. If you go to like our library website and you click on the it's called MAP, M-A-P. Mm-hmm. You click on that link, and then you can actually set your parameters, like if you want to drive maybe 25 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles, wherever. And then it'll do all the work for you. You can sort out, like, do you want a family event? Do you want something more adult, or just completely mm-hmm. kid-oriented? And the pass allows you, it kind of depends on the organization, but you can get either free access for the date, for the event, or at least a discount. Mm-hmm. The state parks, every state park in the state, and I believe every state forest campground, you can get a free daily pass. So if you're looking at scoping out future camping sites or something, or you just want to spend a day at the state park and have a picnic, you can check out a pass and you can do that for free. It definitely works for Lakeport and Algonac. I'm pointing when nobody can see this.
He did point toward Lakeport
and
Algonac.
So I gotta use my hands. And things like the Cranbrook Museum is on there.
Yeah.
Here in town, the Carnegie Museum, the Port Huron Museum, Knowlton, the mm-hmm. Lighthouse. There are many organizations around here that honor the pass as well. So we'd like to really encourage people to do that. It's a great way. If you've got a family, if you're bringing four or five people, kids and stuff like that, you can really save quite a bit of money on it. And it's all free with your library card.
Yeah, just check it out on the library website. Very mm-hmm. good. Yeah, it's so much more than just books, as we always say at the library.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, books are our bread and butter, but there are people that just use the library for research, for like genealogy.
Yeah.
We have, with your library card, you could access the library's ancestry. It's a library edition for mm-hmm. ancestry.com, which is like their gold standard,
right.
The highest one. And that's free. You can only really access it from a branch. So any of the 11 branches in the system, right. You can go in with your library card. But, there are people that just use it for that. And that's fine. That's what we're there for. Use us. Don't abuse us.
Right. And get back to the library.
Yeah,
it's time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've missed it. That's for sure. Mike, thanks for coming in and telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Oh, Paul, thank you so much.
You bet. Mike Mercantile from the St. Clair County Library with us on WPHM's 20 past 9 o'clock now.